You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Mustaches and all, they have arrived.
I see young men with mustaches.
These young men will be performing this song coming up in just a few moments. Post-Sex Nachos is in the house. They're from Columbia, Missouri. And we first met these guys through Sam, who fell in love with them, and a song called Growing Old.
Oh, yeah.
Which is one of the greatest songs I've ever heard. The lyrics are impeccable. They are in the house, and they will be performing for us coming up in just a few moments. Hell of a night last night.
Man, I tell you, that is one of my favorite events all year. And if you guys have not heard about Dayton Moore's Foundation, see you in the major leagues.
And it's the letter C.
Yeah. See you in...
That's important.
The major leagues. It is the most lovely, empowering... Dayton Moore... never turned his back on Kansas City.
Nope.
He still, even after moving around, doing, he still is giving back to Kansas City. And
came over and sat with you and me for a little bit.
Oh, he's just a good human. I love his wife. Their son went to school with my daughter, and he started this foundation, See You in the Major Leagues, to mentor young people with really mentorships that connect them with whatever it is they want to do. And one of the young mentees last night that I had a chance to spend some time with again for the second year in a row said, when I first came in to See You in the Major Leagues, she said, I thought I wanted to be a lawyer, but she said, no one in my family had ever gone to college. She said, I didn't even know I had to take the LSAT. I didn't know any of that. Huh. And the foundation connected me with the people that I put in the hard work, but they showed me the direction. And one of the cool things about, the foundation is that year after year, the kids who graduate out of this program after their senior year in high school,
they become mentors.
They
right?
come back and start mentoring other kids. Yeah. And they're from kids all over. And it doesn't necessarily have to come through the pipeline of baseball. They've met these kids from all over town for different reasons. One of them was a baseball player. And he said, when I first met Coach, I was talking to him about my dreams, my aspirations. This is what I want to do. And he said, how are you going to get there? We need to pull you in to see you in the major leagues.
Did you get to talk to Dakota, who was sitting at the
table? I did.
Okay. I mentored Dakota last year. This year, they didn't give me a mentee. I don't know why. And this year, he was Tyler Hemness from Channel 41.
Yeah, 41 had it. Yeah.
And we got to talking and catching up. And he is just, and he's going to Baker to play football, not baseball.
Yeah.
Okay. And we get to talking, and he is just a brilliant young man. And Taylor and I were talking to him, and I looked at him and I said, this outgoing personality that you have, this ability you have to communicate is going to take you places you could never imagine.
But I'm going to tell you this. A lot of the kids, when they get into the program, will tell you this. The mentees will say, I did not look an adult in the eye. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to ask. Mm-hmm. They are all now hand out, face forward.
Stand up.
Shoulders back.
Stand up when you shake somebody's hand.
Yeah, and they're going to do very, very well in life. Alex Gordon was there last night.
Eric Hosmer.
We spent some time with George Brett.
Salvi.
I had heard Salvi and Coach Self arrived later
in the
night.
I've got something about Coach Self.
Yeah.
So Jill Heinrich, who I happen to be friends with, have been for years. Yes, the sister of... Kirk Heinrich, the famous KU basketball player. She and I were talking, and we look over at the bar, and we're outside of the doors of the bar, and she goes, oh my God. And I go, what? She goes, that's Bill Self. And I look over and I go, oh my God, that is Bill Self. Bill Self has a doppelganger.
Was it his twin in town?
It was not Bill Self.
Oh, that's funny. You guys, I forgot to tell you this story, and I want to give you the website real quick. If you want more information about See You in the Major Leagues, incredible auction items. Bob Fesco next door with his wife heavily involved in this foundation.
Both of them are.
SeeYouInTheMajorLeagues.org, and everything is spelled out except the letter C is just the letter C. SeeYouInTheMajorLeagues.org if you want to mentor one of the young people. They've been doing it 10 years. I forgot to tell you this story. I popped into... the Hy-Vee down here at Shawnee Mission Parkway, and I think it's Flum.
Flum. Yep.
Just quickly, last week to pick up two items, in and out. And when I walked in, I didn't do a double take. I did a triple take because I was so sure Patrick Mahomes was walking out.
Okay.
Now, before we continue the story,
That's a drive from his house.
If you really think about it, yeah. Is Patrick coming all the way out from Loch Lloyd to go to a Hy-Vee? No, of course he's not. This guy was built just like Patrick Mahomes.
Really?
It just was him. I went like this. I went like that. But then I thought there's no way. He just can't do that. He's too famous, right? He even had the haircut. And I thought, you know what, buddy, good for you, because you know you look like Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. You have this, he had this swagger about him. He had the Oakley, the sunglasses on and the haircut. I'm like, you know you go all over town. And you know people are doing a double take because you look just like him.
It's just like almost Andy Reid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he's turned that into something, right?
Yeah. Taking a couple of my clients.
So fun.
I'm sitting there with Dakota last night, and we're just talking. We talked for like 10, 15 minutes. I can't remember.
Great kid.
He is a great kid. And he looks everybody's got a doppelganger. Somewhere in this world, you have a doppelganger. And Dakota looks at me. I can hear the boys practicing out in the newsroom.
Yeah, sounds good.
Mildly distracting, but good. And he goes, can I ask you a question? And I go, yeah, you can ask me whatever you want. He goes, do you know who you look like? And I looked at him and I, what do you think?
Here we go.
What do you think I said,
Sam?
Here we
go, Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm. I go, I look like Bill Murray. And he goes, you're a dead ringer for Bill Murray.
Yeah. Like,
I go, well, hopefully 20, 30 years ago.
Yes.
I have a Bill Murray doormat in my house. And every time I see it, I'm like, yep, that's pretty close. Pretty close.
All right, let's take the break early so we can get post-sex in here. And get a little bit more time with them than we otherwise would have had. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right. Everybody back in your corners. This is Sound of You by Post-Sex Nachos. They are in studio back again. One of our favorite young bands. Sam was the one who found them. Out of Columbia, Missouri.
They were just on the side of the road. He found them.
And, man, the success you guys have had over the last 2 years since you were last in here has been nothing but meteoric. Welcome.
Thank you for having us. That's such a great intro. Thank you.
Did you, like, even back then, the first time we had you in studio, did you think, like, this thing was going to just go, pow?
We were hoping.
Right?
I think we're still hoping.
we're still hoping for a pow.
Yes, like you mentioned. We're feeling pretty good, but
it's a steady kind of growth kind of thing that we're, you know, just kind of every day hoping to gain followers, playing shows and gaining fans, and that's just the way you got to do it these days. And we love every part of it, just to meet and connect with new people, make new fans every day that we tour.
There's a lot of mustaches in this room.
Yeah.
A lot of mustaches. It's good.
You guys,
if you missed this the first time, all five of you graduated from Mizzou.
Four of the five.
Jack, the newbie. And I love that your parents said you can chase your dream. You can make the music, but you got to graduate. And you did. Yeah. And then you've just been rocking and rolling ever since. And we're so proud of you.
Yeah. And Jack just graduated as well.
Just graduated.
Yeah.
From where, Jack?
Belmont University.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. I'm so proud of you boys.
Yeah. Thank you.
New album coming out?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's called Big Bad. And it's called Big Bad, and it's going to be out September 18th. Mm-hmm. I'm really proud of this one.
But the music industry has really changed where, you know, the physical CD that Dana and I grew up with barely exists anymore. It's all digital, right? Am I right about that?
To an extent, yeah. I mean, people are loving vinyl again.
True.
Yeah.
Which is great. I mean, it's sort of a resurgence of physical music in a way. I don't think people really dig CDs as much as they used to, but vinyl, it's kind of back in a big way.
Your sound would be so perfect on vinyl.
Yeah. We agree.
Great news. Yeah.
That's like we just got like a vinyl master back. And even before it's actually being played on the record player, I love the concept of just listening to an album side by side. As in like an entire side through and then flip it and just...
With the little cracks and...
I love it.
Where do people find you online if they want the merch, if they want the concert schedule? Let's start with that before you play.
Postsexnachos.com is the easiest way
to buy. The URL was available for postsexnachos.com.
Would you believe it? You got that domain on
Go Daddy.
Yeah. SEO is really easy. There was not a whole lot of other stuff, people that were squatting on that.
Keep it clean, of course. But I remember the last time you guys were in, one of us asked you, where did the name come from?
Uh-oh.
And I don't know that we got a great answer.
I don't know that we gave one.
Yeah.
we told you and your listeners that it's a big secret.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And you'd be correct in assuming that it is a big secret.
Did you just snort?
I just snorted, yeah.
I love it.
It's been a long morning.
All right. We're going to start with a new hit called A Lot to Lose. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We are ready when you are, guys. Yeah, post-sex nachos here on Dana and Parks.
Keep me honest over there.
Okay,
table.
I'll do my best.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're the only one I would run a mile for.
Yeah. True words, never spoken.
I love that line so much just because it connects you to childhood. When was the last time I ran a mile as a child?
Yeah, they forced you to do it for a grade.
Exactly, that's what it brings my mind to. Yeah.
To get a signature from George W.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how do you break through? You guys have really come a long way, but how do you break through in the music business? Is it luck? Is it ending up on the right tour? Is it the right song on radio? What is it?
Yes, probably all of it. I mean, I think it's the relationships you have with your team, with the people that you're collaborating with. Like that last song featuring Balin, an incredible sibling trio out of New York. You know, Sammy made the initial connection with them, and then, you know, you make an incredible song like that and get to, you know, collaborate with people. And yeah, I mean, it is definitely luck and hard work and getting the right breaks. And
yeah, you know. I think one thing, I joined Post Sex Nachos a little later in the game, but I think one thing about Post Sex Nachos is that the fans are family. And mm-hmm. I think that like makes a huge difference in the music industry. It's,
for sure.
It's all about connecting to people and creating a space for love. Yeah. And I think that's what it's all about.
There's a like a moment at every show, at any show, I should say, where any fan can come up and talk to us. And we really like to keep that energy at our shows just because that's kind of like you said, well, is it a way to break
they're
through?
They're the boss.
Exactly. Yeah. No, they are our bosses. We work for them.
That being said, what's the weirdest thing that's happened to you since you joined?
Oh, yeah. Question for Jack.
Too many weird things. You know, I love it. It's a great group.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to answer the question, are you?
Very good, Jack. Very good.
What are you guys doing in town this weekend?
We're playing a charity concert tonight for Kansas City Prep Project. Yesterday, we got to meet the nice people over at Barkley, that marketing agency.
Yeah,
Barkley.
Awesome. Yeah.
We got to do their like summer concert thing for their employees, which is a blast.
Yeah.
So cool.
We're going to be at the Pet Project today. The Pet Patio. Yes. Pet Project Pet Patio.
Yes.
Pet Project Patio Party. Yes. And then tomorrow.
Three times fast.
And then tomorrow night we're gonna be in Boonville, Missouri at the Peddler's Jamboree headlining that festival.
Old stomping grounds.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's hard work. You guys are always in a van, right?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's a good time.
And still love it.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah.
Y'all still get along?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important to remember when you know, sometimes, as you can imagine, we're in a van all the time together. There are things we agree on and disagree on, but it's like at the end of the day, we are lucky enough to do this. Mm-hmm. And why not have fun with it while we're doing it? And that's just the thing I try to keep in the back of my mind every time is like, well, I mean, like I could be doing anything else right now. It wouldn't be nearly as fun. And just try not to take this for granted, you know. But yeah, totally. You know, we're five guys in a van. We're gonna disagree about what we want to listen to and what. You know.
I said I wanted to hear Clay Aiken,
and I meant it.
What about personal relationships? How hard is it to maintain those back home when you're always on the road, always trying to break through?
This is a Chase question, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of phone calls, right? You want to be present in the space that you're in and devote time to the four other guys that you're on the road with and the fans and anyone who's coming to see you and join in what you're doing. But yeah, I mean, these are people that helped. They helped make you, and you want to keep the relationships close.
Because we go home to the same person every night.
Yeah,
and mm-hmm. It's not a strain.
It also, I mean, it helps that our partners are all ridiculously supportive of this thing that we're doing. I mean, the least that we can do is call our moms and our girlfriends.
Yes.
For 10 minutes a day. You know,
call your mother.
Exactly.
All right, when we get back, Post Sex Nachos, you guys are going to do SOS and your big hit, Talk About It.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if we get time, Dana's in my favorite song, Growing Old, or at least a portion of it.
Yes.
Post Sex Nachos, the tour starts in September when we come back here on Dana and Parks.
Oh, I love that song.
It's a doozy. I'm just a heartache. I've been saying that to myself all week.
That's so great.
I'm just a heartache. By the way, I told you the first time you were in, and I asked who wrote that song. You said it was you.
Yeah.
And I said, that is one of the best lyrically written songs I've ever heard in my entire life. And I'm 54 years old, and I've been around. That's a great song.
And that's still the nicest compliment I've ever received in my life. And I just want you to know that.
Absolutely perfect. All right. You guys are in town tonight. Where can people see you if they want to?
We're playing at the Kansas City Pet Project Patio Party.
Yes.
And it's going to be a great time. There shall be puppies and dogs and cats,
other
and
animals. Other as animals.
Well, here, too. Bunnies.
Yes, yes, bunnies, rabbits. There's a whole bunch of animals up for adoption. It's a great cause. KC Pet Project is super, super cool. Come hang out. There's
6
gonna be
to 10 p.m. 7077 Elmwood, by the way, for those of you who don't know. It's KC Pet Project at Swope Park. So I'm glad I looked at that. I thought we were going to send everyone to the shelter, which would be great. You can donate there. But 7077 Elmwood Avenue.
Okay. Yes. All right. Next up is SOS.
Let's do it. All right. Ready? Hit me with it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure. Yeah.
'Cause so let's get a couple more songs in real quick. Here is your biggest hit. Talk about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Post Sex Nachos.
You can have my heart, you let's talk about it.
Still live in Columbia?
No, we live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Really?
Yes, we moved to Nashville, Tennessee.
I think the last time we were here, we might have already been in Nashville. I'm not sure though.
That don't matter.
that's true. But
well, you have to go where the action is, and the action's it's in Nashville now.
Apparently, yeah.
We love Columbia. There are so many bands that are around our size that are doing what they're doing in Nashville, and it's really cool to be around them and make those kinds of connections. I mean, just even besides the amount of amazing other musical connections in Nashville, it's just really great to meet and hang with people that are doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Is really – and that's – I mean, besides the fact that Nashville is just an awesome city, mm-hmm. really, really cool town with a lot of great opportunities for a band like us. Yeah.
Being able to, like, be around your peers, like your professional peers in quotes, I'm doing air quotes, peers is like, invaluable, honestly. Like, mm-hmm. we learn so much from the people that we've made friends with who are doing the same things with us because there's a different perspective to all sides right of on. The business.
Well, and Dana and I like to support local regional musical acts. We had Samantha Fish in here not too long ago. She was fantastic. All right, make Dana's in my day and give us a verse and a chorus of Growing Old, if you would be so kind.
We'll just be late to break. It's
verse
fine.
Two? Yeah, because that's the one. Verse two.
All right.
With the
how
money.
Does it sound? I've been thinking.
Crying.
Yeah, it's crying.
And it is a messed up world.
It's a messed up world.
Let's do the clean version so we don't lose our life.
Messed up.
Yes.
First two and a chorus.
One, two, three. I've been waking up crying with my knees pressed to the ground. I've been trying, but nobody's been around. I think I'll change my name. I'm unpredictable, I'm always trying to change. Such a messed up world. It gets up when I'm so cold. Maybe I'm dumb and apathetic, but I'm sick of going on. Change, change my name. My name, my name. Change, change my name. My name, change.
When you get our age, you'll sing that song to yourself and realize how true it is. I promise you that. Post-Sex Nachos in town tonight. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Kansas City Pet Project Patio Party tonight. But you can find us online at Post-Sex Nachos on everything, and you can go to postsexnachos.com. You can subscribe to our mailing list on email. You can buy our t-shirts. Yeah. You can buy our vinyl.
The merch table.
Yes.
Big
because
bad.
We're going on tour. And
tickets on sale. Now.
Yeah. Tickets on sale for the Big Bad tour. Also, Big Bad vinyl pre-order link is up. Wow. What else can I advertise?
We wish you amazing continued success. Yeah. We know we're going to watch it, and it just makes my heart happy.
You guys are great, and you're fun. And that's the key.
Thank you for having us back.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Post-Sex Nachos here on Dana and Parks. Those kids are good. They are fun. I was just telling the guys during the break, that song Growing Old, and by the way, these are acoustic performances that they do for us, and we support local music, even though we are a talk radio station. And when we find somebody like a Samantha Fish from a couple of weeks ago, or Post-Sex, these guys are so good that I want them to come in and hopefully entertain you, but more importantly, to entertain us.
Maybe they'll become our house band.
Maybe. They're great. And
they're fantastic.
Their song Growing Old, I was telling Sam and Dan, or Dana, When they break through, and they will, they need to re-release that song. It is a hit. Mm-hmm. It is a massive hit. I think I'll change my name. Get a tattoo on my face.
So good.
Just to prove I'm unpredictable. I'm always trying to change. Brilliant. Jessica Simpson is explaining why she was a few degrees away from her children on a recent flight.
Oh.
She flew first class.
Oh, no, she did not put them back in coach.
Her kids flew economy on a 6-hour flight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just as it was at LAX, I don't know where she was coming from. Nick Lachey, her ex-husband, is not happy. And on Wednesday's episode of Watch What Happens Live, he said that Simpson was seated with her mother, Tina Andrew, and her now estranged husband, Eric Johnson, in first class.
Kids were in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Those extra 3 first class tickets are expensive, you know?
What's wrong with that? I mean, they're kids.
The optics aren't great. I would not sit apart from my kids on a plane.
Daughter Maxwell is 14. Son Ace is 12. And daughter Birdie is 7.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Now, I could see it if it was like a learning lesson.
No.
Like, hey, this is how most people live.
No.
You live a privileged life, and I'm going to show you that by sitting back here with the peasants.
Sit back
with the peasants, with the rest of us.
But that's exactly if that's right. The learning lesson, she needs to sit back there with them as well.
When we get back, I am not a racing fan. I'm not a NASCAR fan. I don't know that I've ever watched a single thing of any of it. I did go to the Speedway when it opened as a reporter just to report on the opening of it. But the death of Kyle Busch that has just rocked the racing world, we are hearing a little bit more about possibly what led up to this. We were talking about this last night. Mm-hmm. Who dies at the age of 41? I still cannot believe this happened. He had 3 very young children, and it turns out he suffered a really gruesome leg injury just before the NASCAR season opener earlier this year. Okay, it had nothing to do with racing. He was changing the batteries in a smoke detector, and the stool he was standing on collapsed or exploded. And I'm going to show you, it's a pretty gruesome wound, right?
Pretty good.
And then he started suffering from a severe cough. They have released the 911 call today. And the caller says that he was in a simulator at, I believe, at home and started struggling to breathe, overheating, and coughing up blood. And people are wondering if it's possible he had some sort of septic infection that turned respiratory or blood clots.
Did you hear
from that earlier injury?
Did you hear his last interview?
Mm-mm.
He had won a truck race the week before.
Oh, where he asked for a doctor.
No. And she says the reporter, the NASCAR reporter, and it was a truck race.
Okay.
You know, they do trucks on Fridays or Saturdays or whatever, and then NASCAR on Sunday. And a lot of drivers do both, right? And she asked him, why do you get so excited every time you win? His words, you never know when it's your last. Mm. And it was his last, sadly. We'll get an update on that story coming up in just a moment. Dan Weinbaum has the news in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.